Good evening, Colt Powers, Radio On The Go Sports here. Just after the meet in Hampton, Charles City came to town, and Iowa Falls Alden came to town for a couple of meets here. We have the boys and girls meets going on, and I am here with the Hampton Dumont Cal Lady Bulldogs head coach, Brittany Stevens. Brittany, things went really well in some ways tonight and not so well in others. We'll start with the Charles City matchup here that began the night. The Bulldogs won 36-30 in a close matchup. We just had a matchup with them the other night and on Monday, and now they come back today. And again, 36-30. How do you feel it went for against Charles City?
It went well. It went about how it went on Monday night, so we were ready. We knew what to expect. We came out, and the ladies showed up and did what they needed to do.
And I think Charles City adjusted a couple of weights in there to try and score an extra couple of points and whatnot. It didn't work out for them as the score was the same as it was Monday night. Any highlights from that match or anything that stands out to you?
They had to move some people around, but we had somebody else there waiting for them. So we were ready, and we still came out with the same score and pulled off the win there, 36-30.
So we got the HD Cal got the win against Charles City. There was a break in between as Charles City took on Iowa Falls Alden. And then the third round, Hampton Dumont Cal took on Iowa Falls Alden in a matchup that didn't quite go the Bulldogs' way as Iowa Falls defeated the Lady Bulldogs 42-24. Came out real rough. I mean, obviously there's some open weights, so that hurts. Iowa Falls got a few points with that. I think 12 points off of that. But then once we got the matches underway, what did you see?
So our ladies were being a little bit more defensive tonight, which is okay. But Iowa Falls came out real aggressive. They like to come out hands to the head and get that headlock. And unfortunately, it went their way a few times. We were hoping to get a few more matches in there to go our way, but we will get back at it in the wrestling room and come out stronger next time we see them.
That's right. And things went pretty well. When they did go well for us, for the Bulldogs, it went well. I get confused, you know, since I'm coaching and doing the interview here. So I try to be careful there. But Iowa Falls, they did a nice job. And like you said, a little bit of distractions on some of them with the hand fighting. But overall, still able to pull out a very nice win for Iowa Falls Alden, 42-24. But like you said, get back into the wrestling room. I do know, since I was sitting by you, that some really good things came from our girls for HD Cal. And yeah, we're just going to have to take some of this stuff and head back to the wrestling room, get on the drawing board for that. When's the next time the girls are in action?
We wrestle on Saturday in State Center against West Marshall for a tournament.
All right, and that's coming up on Saturday, and I'll do my best to post some results on our KLMJ and Radio On The Go Sports page. But other than that, any final thoughts, anything that stands out for you tonight there, Coach Stevens?
The ladies did real well. They're improving every time they step on the mat. Even if the score doesn't show it, there's those small wins that are actually really big in the long run. So we're going to get back at it on Saturday, and we'll be ready to roll.
All right. Again, thank you very much. That is the Lady Bulldogs wrestling head coach, Brittany Stevens, here on your Thursday evening as they defeated Charles City 36-30 and then came back, and Iowa Falls Alden defeated them 42-24 in the home wrestling meet here. Again, Colt Powers here with Radio On The Go Sports.